Welcome back to the studio. I am Guru Catherine, founder at Geode Blockchain and guide for your personal and spiritual journey. And today, I'm on the naughty list. Stripe is threatening to shut down my account. And we're going to talk about why, and we're going to talk about how it's really just symptomatic of the reasons that people are driven to crypto and the reasons that forces like Geode, force of nature, are going to dominate the internet in the years to come. That's what I want to talk about today. So let's get into it. What in the world did I do to get on the naughty list? Did I do something illegal? No. So years ago, when I first signed up for a Stripe account, I read through everything. I don't know if you do, but I read through things, and here's what you're allowed to do, and here's what you're not allowed to do. But that was years ago. Haven't looked at it since. Recently started Geode. What did I do to get in trouble? I sold some of my personal Geode that I own. Now, Geode is a commodity coin. We believe at this point, Geode is a commodity coin, and I sold it. It would be like selling a table that I own, a piece of furniture, or anything else. But what I didn't know, and ignorance is totally on me, totally my fault, but what I didn't know is that that's a huge no-no for Stripe. So they're coming down on me, and they say that if I don't remove the crypto for sale from my website, then they will shut down my account completely and take the whole concept away from me, which means I couldn't use Stripe for anything. Now, they are a centralized entity. It is perfectly within their rights because they own the servers. They are the money transmitter. It's within their rights to say what can and cannot happen on their centralized systems. And every centralized system is this way. All of your favorite social media, you know, LinkedIn, Facebook, X, Instagram, pick one, all of them. If they're owned by a centralized entity, that centralized entity gets to tell you what you can and cannot do on their platform or on their system. They can shut you off at a moment's notice, like Stripe is threatening to do. They can demonetize you. They can shadow ban you. They can suppress you. They, you know, suppress your posts from getting additional views. It is within their rights to do so. So I'm not saying that they're not within their rights to say you cannot sell commodity crypto privately using Stripe. They're within their rights to say so. But this is exemplary of the reasons that people are flocking to crypto and the reasons that they're flocking to ecosystems full of apps like Geode that actually empower people and allow people to take back their economic power. So when you hit something like this, when you get deplatformed, when you get demonetized, when you get shadow banned, when you get your posts suppressed, when any of these things happen, you feel powerless, right? Because you are. You have given your power away to this centralized entity. So I had given my power to Stripe, and now they're going to use that against me if I don't take the crypto for sale off my website. So what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Because I know that'll be the next question. What am I going to do? Well, I'm going to take the crypto for sale off my website, and I am going to beg my Stripe masters for forgiveness because I have given them the power to cancel me like that. And I will just sell my commodity coins in other ways, right? For example, like on the Geode private exchange app, maybe take them over to a decentralized exchange. We're working on getting on centralized exchanges, and I can sell my Geode coins in other ways. And that's what I'll do, right? Now, the ignorance of the terms is on me. The existence of the terms is on them. And these are interesting terms, actually. And it's not just crypto, lest you think you might have escaped it if you have given them your power. I went through the list of prohibited businesses, and it's pretty interesting, actually. Did you know they will cancel you for putting a tip button on your website? Let's say you run a blog on any subject at all. It doesn't even have anything to do with crypto. Maybe you run a blog and you put a tip button or a buy me a coffee button. No, totally prohibited. They don't care what your industry is. You will not. They won't let you do that, and they will cancel you if you do that. If you're a bankruptcy attorney, right there, it's right there. Go read the prohibited businesses list. If you're a bankruptcy attorney. Now, being a bankruptcy attorney is a completely legal thing to do, helping people in their bankruptcies. It's a very important job. Stripe will cancel you if you try to take your legal fees, transact your business as a bankruptcy attorney through Stripe. They will cancel you. Interesting. Bail bonds, that's another one. If you're a law firm collecting funds for purposes other than the act just the service, I'm not sure what that would be. I guess they get to make up whatever they want there. What else? Oh my goodness. Of course, crypto, but not just crypto itself, even crypto mining and staking. I'm not quite sure what they mean by that, but there you are. Any kind of initial coin offering and secondary NFT sales. So if I own an NFT, I cannot use Stripe to sell it. Wait, secondary NFT sales. So if I create an NFT, I can use Stripe to sell it. But if I bought it from the creator, I cannot use Stripe to sell it to someone else. Oh, but I could use Stripe to sell that painting behind me. That real actual painting. I could do that. I could use Stripe to sell that. And the reality is, because they're centralized, because they are a corporate entity, and that singular corporate entity owns everything that they do, and because we give our power away to them, when we sign up for an account, we agree to these terms. That is their right to change them at any time. And so today, they say no to crypto and to secondary NFT sales and to bankruptcy attorneys and to anybody who wants to put a tip or a buy me a coffee button on their website. But tomorrow, they're allowed to change that to include or exclude anything and anyone that they choose to or that they might be pressured to. Interesting. They could decide tomorrow that what you do, they're not into it and they're not going to serve you anymore and they're going to cancel you. Well, not me. What I'm doing isn't legal. Well, bankruptcy attorneys are doing perfectly legal things. They will not work with them. People who write blogs and just want you to be able to tip them, they won't work with them. And if you try it, they'll do to you what they did to me today, which is threaten to cancel your entire account unless you take all that away. And thereby, they get to control what you offer. What you offer and the ways in which you're allowed to be paid. Now, it's on me because I signed up for it. I gave my power to them And I gave them the power to say what I could and could not sell, didn't I? It was convenient. And that's why we get into these things. It's convenient. And it integrates so beautifully with your website. So you say, this is great. I'm going to use this. It's convenient. It integrates well. And then next thing you know, they get to tell you what you can and cannot sell, even when what you're selling is perfectly legal. So this is the reason that people are flocking to crypto. And it's not just crypto. And this is really important. They flock to crypto because it's a type of commodity that you can buy things with. You can transfer it and there's no weight limit, right? If I try to move money from my bank, from one bank to some other place, it takes at least a week. Why? Because I've given them the power to decide that they get to slow down my money. Because they're a centralized entity and they get to do whatever they want. But it's my money. Yeah, sure it is. But it'll take a week. Go ahead and try it. So when you work with crypto and you make a transfer, it's whatever the block time is. So on Geode, it's 6 seconds. On some others, I think Polkadot is 6 seconds. On some others, like block, like Bitcoin, it's 10 minutes, sometimes up to 30 minutes. But still, it's not a week, is it? It's nearly instantaneous. And nobody gets to say, I'm going to delay that transaction for a week just so I can take a look at it a little closer. It can't be done. It's not programmed into the system to even allow that consideration. So that's one reason people are flocking to crypto, because nobody can stop you from making perfectly legal transactions. Nobody can slow it down. Then that's where all the apps come in. Now that you've got this freedom of near instantaneous transfers, now you want to address the freedom of, well, shouldn't I be able to sell any legal thing that I want to sell? Or buy any legal thing that I want to buy? Yeah, you should. Well, shouldn't I be able to say what I want to say? To associate with the people I want to associate with? Yeah, you should. And in theory, here in the U.S., land of the free, it's not so much that way anymore, is it? Maybe at one point it was, but it's not now. There are things, if you say the wrong thing, if you associate with the wrong people, you get deplatformed, you get demonetized, you get canceled, you get a visit. Yikes. Hasn't gone that far for me yet, but give it time. And this is why people get excited and flock to crypto, and not just to crypto. They flock to crypto and they flock to the apps that are on the blockchain, whether that's the apps on Geode blockchain where you can buy and sell directly with other people and nobody's taking a cut of the profit. That is your money. You can list your coin for sale in a private exchange, sort of a Craigslist style. You can say whatever you want over on social. You can have super private conversations on private messaging. It's built to help you take your power back so that you can say what you want, associate with who you want to associate with, buy and sell directly, anything that's legal to buy and sell in your jurisdiction. You can own your own intellectual property and register that to the chain. Your time, your attention, your creativity, your words, your voice, your choice. Makes so much sense, it rhymes. So, although I do relish being in trouble a little bit, I do. I like being the bad girl. That's fine. But it was really quite surprising because I'd had a bunch of technical issues with Stripe leading up to this. It was such a pain in the butt. It took what seems like a month just to get it working right, only to have it turned around and go, yeah, you're canceled, bye. No crypto. And I'm like, holy crap, I didn't even know. So we ask ourselves, are centralized systems really worth it anymore? Are they worth it anymore? It's a pain in the butt. They have all the control. They restrict me however I want. Why did I give them my power? Good questions. And it seems to me that the further we go in time here, the more that we see that the centralized systems just aren't worth it anymore. They're just not worth it. Why? When I can go to a decentralized system, it's easy to use, it's nearly instantaneous, and they can't physically, there's no way for them to restrict me and what I say or do or be, as long as it's legal. I can take my power back with a decentralized system. That's why we built Geode. That's why I'm out here preaching it. That's why I think that the internet of the future is an internet of interconnected chains. And that's why humanity and societies as a whole are moving from centralized systems to decentralized systems. This is why. This is exactly why. Thank you, Stripe, for making my point for me and for bringing me a bunch of new Geode users. If you have thoughts, questions, ideas, you leave them in the comments. Find me on the socials. Let me know what you're thinking, what you're feeling, and how we can help you and how Geode can help you too. Have a fabulous day. I'll see you next time.